What about the other troop situation down there? How many?
We have got, should be about 10,000 now. Those are what Howes is trying to stabilize in the Oxford area, sir. And what we proposed to do on this was General Wheeler was going to get in touch with General Howe, him to prepare a plan with respect to the phased withdrawal of troops in Mississippi, and to submit that back so that we could then come and submit it to you, sir.
Yes, the quicker we could probably make some puppets, the better off.
Right, sir.
Psychologically, it'd be. They think that that's the number that they may need for a while.
Yeah, they think that for the time being or so, that this is the safest number to have there.
I see.
It may be somewhat existent, sir, but my feeling is it's better to see
some instructions down there about the how they should handle people that they... restated. I think it may have to be restated today because... First one was desirable, and now it won't be. So that I suppose every time you get it down, it leads the fires around the place. So I suppose at least it ought to be brought to his attention. See how it should be done. Okay, fine.
Sir, do you want to release any to the states? Would you like us to do it in terms of a public release?
Let me just think about that. Asked us to do it, Barnett.
Barnett asked us for them, or who's asked
to? Barnett has not asked us to do this.
Yeah. Who has asked us?
And I can't tell you who in the state of Mississippi has.
Do this way. You keep it out.
The president has approved the...
All right, he's over. It's approved. We'll release it over here and check
the
release.
Find out who's asked us to do it, though, so that... when did he ask us? Kenny says that the governor asked the civil defense. Of course, I suppose he didn't ask for the troops because he didn't have to ask for the troops.
We've given him that. We've given him the declaration.
Well, now, who have you been talking to
about this? Is it McDermott about the 2,500? What they're going to do with 2,500 troops?
Yes,
I don't know.
To help
them. What they're going to do with 2,500 soldiers to get them.
The letter I have with McDermott says, while we have no way to judge the approach civil defense in Mississippi, as we want the public health service officials to 2,500 troops.
I see, all right. Well, the request of the civil defense director, the president has approved the... So we don't get right. Okay, fine.
Yes, indeed, sir.
Thank you. Bye.
Waiting.
Sorry?
Yes, Mr. President.
Morning.
Good morning, sir. We would like to come over, if we can, about 12 o'clock, General Wheeler and I, to discuss our plan with
you. Good. Fine. Okay, I'll be right here.
Fine, sir.
Good, okay.
See you then.
Two minutes and 10 seconds of this tape have been excised in accordance with the donor's deed of gift.
Fighting. Hello?
Hello, this is Officer Brandt. Is Mrs. Lincoln in?
This is she.
Oh, Mrs. Lincoln, I'm sorry I didn't recognize your voice. I have Jimmy Deakins over here with a doctor from Germany, and he did say that you had mentioned that he'd come over there if he got through in time. Unfortunately, I believe the boss is in the office now.
Yes, he is. He can look at the cabinet room if he likes.
Uh-huh. Well, I think that would be nice, and he would appreciate it. Suppose I send him over to E4 officer, and he can handle it from that point.
Okay. Thanks an awful lot.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Lincoln.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
been on your call to Duchess of Devonshire? She just left, and she's expected back around noon our time. Can't be reached otherwise.
Oh, that's fine.
I'll leave word.
Okay.
Thank you. And you want supplies?
Yeah. This is Evelyn Lincoln.
Uh-huh.
Come out of those envelopes again, the letter size brown.
You mean the 9.5 by 12?
Well, the letter size, you know, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I think I better have about 50 of them.